spacious skies. For amber waves of gray. For purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains. America, America. God shed his grace on thee and crown my good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for patriots' dreams that see beyond the years. Thine alabaster's cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. And he did it with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of gray. Oh, purple mountains, majesty, above the fruited plains, America, America.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Lori. Harry. And let's give a belated happy birthday applause to the famous Lori Dokken. And we want to start our service with a few announcements. Today we have a couple announcements on the flower and garden team. They will be selling their extra plants upstairs on the upper patio on a love offering basis. And then again, they are going to have their planning a trip to the Arboretum on June 7th. So check your bulletin for information on that, for the specifics. And our minister's book study group started this past week with Jim Rosemary's book, The Quest for Meaning. So there's still time to stop in at the group at 10:30 on Thursdays. And don't forget, Sunday, June 1st, is our youth bridging ceremony at 1 o'clock. And congregants and families are welcome, all invited. And then following the celebration, there's going to be a potluck dinner. And then I'd like to invite Cindy Stavro up from our women's group for an announcement.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Cindy Stavro, and on behalf of the Women of Unity Retreat Planning Committee, we would like to extend every one of you ladies out there a warm welcome to participate in our retreat coming in September. We are delighted to have Cindy Swall as our keynote speaker. Cindy is a Bliss mentor, and she will be doing the keynote speech on "I'll Have What She's Having," the secret to personal transformation. There will be other workshops available on Saturday, such as laughter yoga, meditation. We will have massage, Reiki healing, psychic readings available as well. Or if you're feeling called to just enjoy the beautiful grounds, those are available. We are right on a lake. It's in a beautiful, beautiful wooded area. The dates are Friday, September 26th to Sunday, September 28th. It is at Camp Courage, which is just west of the Twin Cities, just beyond Buffalo in Maple Lake. We have a brochure out in the hallway. Out in Garden Court, there's a table set up. In this, you will find all the information that you will need, or ask any one of us that belong to the women's group. We would be happy, happy to have you join us that weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. And we have many other activities at Unity Christ Church, so check our website, sign up for Peak of the Week, and like us on Facebook if you feel called to do so. And we also invite you to silence your phone. So let's begin our service with prayer. We thank you, Spirit. We thank you for this day, this glorious day, and for our spiritual community. And also on this Memorial Day, we want to honor those people that did the ultimate sacrifice with their lives for our country, for our freedom. And for this, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. So let's applaud this glorious day. We're going to begin our service by affirming together our affirmations found in your bulletin. First, we'll start with our mission statement. We are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision statement? We are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And our quest for meaning affirmation, I am created so God has hands through which to act and a voice through which to speak. And then I'd like to invite our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to stand. These people arrived early today to hold sacred space for us, and they are also here to support you in prayer for any joys, concerns, celebrations that you might want to pray with them about. And please seek them out if you have any of these desires, because I assure you it'll be a blessing to them as well as to you. And so let's just stand and sing this opening song of Everything New.
Everything is And welcome, both of those of you joining us here in the sanctuary and joining with us online. I'll get the words out. Unity is a positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. And one of the things we truly have a joy in doing here each Sunday, because we are a welcoming, inclusive, spiritual community, is to welcome those who might be joining with us for the first time. If this is your first Sunday service here at Unity Christ Church, will you join with me in raising your hand so that we can truly acknowledge and honor your presence here? Anyone, first time? Yay. It is an honor and a joy to have you with us this morning. The ushers are handing you a rose. That is our congregation's gift to you. They're also handing you a packet of information. That information is information about this church, about Unity. There's a pink card in that packet that if you turn it in the bookstore and you fill out any part of it that's of your choosing, we have a gift that we would like to give to you to take a piece of this service home with you. We're truly honored and grateful that you have chosen to join with us this morning. And one of the things that we affirm each and every Sunday is that wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. If you join me in welcoming our guests. Yay. Yay, yay. We would also like to honor and welcome each of us who are here in the sanctuary and online. If you would stand and honor each other with a hug, a handshake, a namaste, please choose to ask before you hug. If there is someone that you wanted to greet and didn't get a chance to, know that you can join with them in hospitality for coffee after the service, and we truly invite you to do that. And now we're going to stand and join together in song. In your bulletin, we're going to be singing, Yes, I Am.
Deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you're invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is inner peace. In this moment, there is only one God, only peace. Peace alone is real. As I meditate on this affirmation, I shift my vision from the external world and enter into conscious oneness with God. Abiding in the presence, I remember that no persons, challenges, or situations can disturb my peace-filled soul. As a center of peace, I am able to meet the pressures and tensions of the outer world with grace and ease. Even in tumultuous circumstances, I turn to the Christ within and maintain my calm. In this moment, there is only one God. Only peace. No matter what events take place in the world or in my life, I am steady center of spiritual strength for all those lives meet time. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 26:3, those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. The word for today is inner peace. Thank you.
cleansing breaths. Breathing in. And then let go of any thoughts or things that might be distracting you. Let us put aside the world for a time. And let us affirm the truth of our beings. The truth is, we are created in the image and likeness of God. Our truth is, we are created for conscious union with the divine. We are the hands and feet of the divine. We are one with God. Let us feel that presence within. For God is calling us, and all we need do is say yes. We say yes to come apart for a while, apart from our worldly concerns. Jesus said, come apart for a while. Let us hear our call and experience the presence. As we experience the presence, we hear our call. In the presence, we are never alone. Let us rest in the silence. And now, as we return to this place and time, we know our calling will come to us, or already has. We go in and experience the presence and give thanks. God within shows us the way every second of every day. The presence within always shows us the way to greater good. And so it is. Amen. Thank you.
what's it all about? Elfie, is it just for the moment we live? What's it about when you sort it out, Elfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? If only fools are kind, Elfie, then I guess it is wise to be cruel. But if life belongs only to the strong, Elfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe there's a heaven above, Elfie, I know there's something much more. Something even non-believers can believe in. I believe in love, Elfie. Without true love, we just exist. You find the love you've missed. You're nothing, Elfie. When you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day, Elfie, Elfie,
And truly, Debbie, thank you for stepping in for Rachel this morning. We send her healing energy as she recovers her voice and lets go of the laryngitis. That it's kind of hard to sing on Sunday with laryngitis. Oh, truly, Memorial Day is a day that we honor those who have made their transitions. Did you know that it actually started off as a day to honor those who had died in the Civil War? And then it evolved. They heard a call to evolve it, and it began to evolve into a day to honor all of those who have lost their life in service in military, in service to this country. And some of us here today have lost loved ones in service, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, friends, dear ones. We truly honor their presence in your life and the service that they have given to truly make a difference in the world. But we also join with all of you who have suffered loss in some way, not just in the military, whose dear ones have transitioned from this earthly plane And we truly join with you in knowing their presence and honoring their presence on this day, knowing that God blesses each and every one of us on our spiritual journey. And God blesses us on this journey to find the quest for meaning. Reverend Pat started us out on this journey last week. And Reverend Pat really spoke to us about our unity of purpose, that we are truly, each and every one of us, called to a common spiritual purpose. And while we may express it differently, it expresses differently in our lives and in our words, that purpose is somehow to truly know the presence of God, to truly experience the presence of God in your life. We're called to set aside all worldly desires and focus on that deep desire of our heart to know that presence within. This understanding is the core of Unity teachings. It's the core of Silent Unity, our worldwide prayer ministry. On the wall in the 24-hour prayer vigil is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Truly, be still and know that presence that is you. Eric Butterworth says it this way. I have to find it in my notes. I'm sure I'll find it at some point. Here it is. Christ in you is you at the point of God. Christ in you is you at the point of God. You know, as I sat with what I wanted to share with you this morning, as I talk about this idea of a call within a call, there was a song that was just moving through me all week, and it's Karen Drucker, We Are the Ones. We are the ones. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. We are the ones who will make a difference. We are the ones who will change the world. Our call within a call. That's our mission. That's what you will receive once you truly experience your purpose. Your mission is an expression of Christ within you. Jesus told us we were to do something great. In John 14:12, he said, "He who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do." Greater works than these will you do. You are called, for we are the ones. We are the ones. We can do great things when we're on our card, when we're on purpose, when we are on mission, being who we are here to be. Christ in you, as you, is the point of God. This idea of having a call within a call, you know, those exact words, actually comes from Mother Teresa. She was 36 years of age, and at the time was not Mother Teresa, she was Sister Teresa. And she was diagnosed with an illness and sent out on a sabbatical. And she was on the train headed towards her sabbatical, headed towards her time apart. And she truly had an experience of the presence and power of God. She calls this her inspirational day. She'd already dedicated her life to God, and so that her focus, her life focus, was on knowing God. And in this day, she heard these words, "Leave the covenant," or "leave the convent." I said covenant. She knew, and this is a direct quote from her, she knew she was to leave the convent and work with the poor, living among them. It was an order. I knew where I belonged, but I did not know how to get there. That was what she describes as her call within a call that guided her to transform the world the rest of her life. We are the ones. We are the chosen ones. Yet so often, what we're called to do, like Mother Teresa, feels bigger than we are. It truly feels bigger than we are, and unlike Mother Teresa, we tend to set it aside. Yet remember last week, Reverend Pat said to us, God doesn't call the equipped. God equips the called. When you're called, you will be given all that you need to accomplish that which is yours to do. Let's look a little closer at this idea of being chosen. Being the chosen people is something that has gotten religious fanatics into a lot of trouble over the years. We have looked at that word as if it holds us separate or different from someone else. So I want to look at being the chosen people metaphysically. Metaphysics is our way of understanding the Bible, the idea that each and every person, thought, thing, story in the Bible represents some aspect of our own spiritual journey, a roadmap for spiritual evolution, both individually and collectively. One way of looking at people in the words chosen people is that people represent our thoughts. People represent our thought process, our own consciousness at work. And Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity, his metaphysical understanding of the chosen people is that this represents various states of consciousness, various thoughts as they become awakened by the inner Christ light and change their activities, change their outer actions to be in alignment with capital T truth, to be in alignment with spirit. So yes, we are the chosen ones. And as we own this, as we align our consciousness with truth, we experience the presence. In experiencing the presence, then receive our call within a call. And I'm not talking about your job. I'm not talking about whatever title you give yourself or what you do in the world. I'm truly talking about that which motivates you from the core of your being, informs your thoughts, informs what you do in the world, informs how you show up. Years ago, in a heart math workshop, my purpose came to me, and it was my way of wording this idea of experiencing the presence. And what I knew in that moment was that the purpose of my life was to experience life in all its joy and glory. Now that's capital L life. That's to experience God, to truly experience God. And then in that same moment, I knew my mission. I heard my call within a call. I knew it was mine to love the people, starting with myself. And I resisted. Well, actually, not in that moment. But I kind of just put it on the shelf. And yet every time somebody would ask me in a workshop or say something about purpose and mission, those words were right there. Those words were right there. That mission was right there calling me. So I invite you, maybe if you hear yours again, not to set them aside. Because when I finally owned it, it transformed my life. It transformed how I show up in the world. I got it. I am the one that I've been waiting for. You are the one that you've been waiting for, and we are the ones who will make a difference. We are truly the ones, the chosen ones, who will change the world. A few years ago, I picked up this book, How Then Shall We Live? Four Simple Questions That Reveal the Beauty and Meaning of Our Lives by Wayne Mueller. And what I learned from him is the understanding of these words, my cup runneth over. You know, on this Memorial Day, my heart is full. My heart is full. My cup runneth over with gratitude for knowing who I am, for knowing who you are, and knowing that knowingness might help somebody who's struggling with the question. The title of this book is a question which came up to me at a very difficult time in my life. I first looked at this question from a place of hopelessness, a place of truly feeling like my life was not worth living. And these questions lifted me out of that experience because they lifted me to that place of knowing that there is one presence and one power and that my cup runneth over with knowing that truth, with knowing a personal experience of that one presence and one power. Wayne Mueller sets the tone for answering this question, how then shall we live, in the prelude. And I want to share with you a rather long, direct quote from him. Many of us, distracted by the rush and pressure of our days, manage to suppress or ignore these fundamental questions until we are confronted with something that wakes us up and we begin to listen to how things really are in our life. Perhaps we face a divorce, a change of employment, a move, some inexplicable spiritual experience, a grave illness, the birth of a child, or the death of a loved one. Or perhaps something that used to feed or satisfy us now seems strangely over or complete. We feel pulled in a new direction. One phase of our life journey has ended and a new one is beginning, but we do not know where it will lead us. Where do we find the map for this new path? When we meditate upon these four questions, they reveal the true nature of our love, of our strength, our courage, and our wisdom. They allow us to break free, to grow beyond what we already know, and through them, we glimpse the relentless spark of spiritual magic that burns within each of us, a spark that can light our way as we venture forth. That's a lot to put on four questions. And yet, these four questions, if you're struggling with truly knowing your call or knowing that presence and power within you, these four questions will help guide you on the journey. And the first one is, who am I? What is my true nature and how do I find it? We've been answering that one. The second one is, what do I love? What we love shapes our days and provides the texture for our lives. How shall I live knowing that I will die? How can we live more on purpose and less by accident? And the fourth one is, what is my gift to the family of the earth? How do we find our true gift and the confidence to offer this gift to the world? The answer to the question, who am I, we've been talking about, and we talk about a lot. These two words, the I am, represent our Christ nature. And they're probably the two most powerful words that you can ever use. When we label ourselves, I am an expression of God. I am a parent, I am a minister. Those labels, those names bring with them a thought process, a consciousness that we then demonstrate in the world because we're putting our I am nature, our Christ nature behind a spiritual commitment. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, said that if the Bible had to be reduced to one sentence, he felt the most important sentence would be found in Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's truly who you are. Jesus even told us this when he said, you are the light of the world. He didn't say, you are the light of the world if you have these certain parents or this certain amount of money in your bank account or this certain job or a beautiful, gorgeous Minnesota day. You are the light of the world, period. End of sentence. No questions asked. Can you feel it? Can you really get it and believe it? That is the truth of who you are. Mueller's second question, what do I love? This one resonates really well with me. Jesus said it this way, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Mueller says that we can approach our lives from the standpoint of what needs to be fixed or repaired, or we can approach our life from the standpoint of what do I love? What do I love? I really respond to this second approach. So much of what we've taught is to look at our lives, the parts of our lives, how the world is evolving around us, and see what is wrong, what needs to be fixed, because that's ours to do. And yet, that gets in the way of us truly being the love that we are here to be. Mueller writes, carefully examine where you spend your attention, your time. Look at your appointment book, your daily schedule. These things, these meetings, errands, responsibilities, this is where you dedicate your precious days, your hours, your moments. This is what receives your care and attention. This is what receives your love. The next question. How shall I live knowing I will die? I really resisted this one. I truly, truly wanted to skip this chapter, and yet, because it seemed limiting to me when I first read it. It really seemed limiting to me because I was focused on living. But what I got is that by asking this question, it truly led me to living my life even more deeply. We've all heard stories about how people who are faced with the mortality of the human body begin to question how their lives are lived. Or there's a quote from Thich Nhat Hanh that sums up my response to this question pretty clearly. He says, there are some people who believe that they will enter the kingdom of God or the pure land after they die. I don't agree with them. I know that you don't have to die in order to get to the kingdom of God. In fact, you have to be alive to do so. We are truly about creating heaven on earth. And Mueller suggests that in order to fully comprehend the gift of life, every so often we ask ourselves, or we say to ourselves, I may die today, and then examine what we have on our schedule. What is ours to do today? And then to be giddy with gratitude that you have the day to do it. And finally, the last question, what is my gift to the family of Earth? This is truly for me where that call within a call comes into expression. No gift is unworthy. No gift is unworthy. No gift is too small. That's what I thought when I first heard that mine was to love the people. I thought, oh, that can't be it. I'm supposed to do something out in the world. Little did I know that loving the people is just about the biggest thing I could ever do in my life. And it was going to lead me in this path of ministry. Sometimes the reason we don't share our gifts is that we're afraid we won't have enough for ourselves. I found that this is especially true in the area of our money. Somewhere we've gotten the mistaken belief that there is a limited universe and that if we give it away, there will not be enough left to meet our needs. But that's not how the universe works. There's a law of circulation. The universe operates under this reciprocal energy. You know, as we give, so shall we receive. They're two aspects of the same principle, like inhaling and exhaling. One cannot exist without the other. And as we give, or as we withhold, shall we receive. I think that many of us struggle with the right amount of giving because we are focused on the receiving. And the expectation that we will receive in exchange for our giving. But in unity, we know that we live in an abundant universe. So let's let go. Let's let go of those parameters around our giving and truly be focused on being mindful and aware of what is ours to do. What is ours to do? Because you can't outgive God. Let me ask you a simple question. Have you ever had an impulse to do something kind, to do something generous or loving for a stranger? And did you follow that impulse? How did it feel? It feels pretty good. It feels satisfying. It feels gratifying. It truly meets a need, a deep desire down in my heart. And yet, I've also had those moments where I felt that impulse and didn't follow through. How does that feel? It feels as if I'm withholding who I am here to be from the universe. There's a huge difference. And as I give, so shall I receive. I know that to be true. I had a friend one day tell me when I gave her my mission, my call within a call, we were talking about it, and she said, you know, it's just like you're a Care Bear. Standing there with your heart opening, sending out love. And I use that image a lot. For when I am out of touch, I use that image just to remind me and put my imagination into play. And then you step right into that role. So I invite you, when you hear that impulse to give, to truly ask, is this my call? Is this what I'm here to do? Is this an expression of who I am here to be? And know that God is calling you. God is calling you, for you are the one that we have been waiting for. You are the chosen one. Are you listening? I behold the Christ in you. Namaste.
Look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being will outshine every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. And you can hear from far and near a world you never, ever heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and on a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being will outshine each and every star. You will feel part of every mind. should rise and look around you, and you'll see, you will see, you will see who you really are on a clear day. Oh, it will astound you that the glow of your being will outshine each and every star. You will feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you never ever heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and ever and ever and
it is truly a clear day. Yay, we are so blessed. This is the time where we receive the gifts of your tithes and offerings. I invite the ushers to come forward as you prepare your gifts, and that you place these symbols of your financial abundance, of your prosperity in the palm of your hands, and infuse them with love. And those of us that are joining us online, as you press that donate button, that you do so with love and joy. And I will affirm for us our affirmation of abundance and then invite you to affirm it with me. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now in the silence. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. We are truly the ones, and we know that this is the bounty of God. We send it forth with wisdom, with joy, to do the work that is ours to do, and for this opportunity to truly make a difference. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. So I invite you to remember that there is a plant sale going on upstairs. And Reverend Pat will be here next week as we continue on this journey of the quest for meaning. And he will be focused on the greater circle. So truly come back and be a part of that next week. I know our children are out there, and we invite them to come in and join us.
Special activity upstairs today about prayer, and we did yoga, we made prayer sticks. Hold up your prayer sticks. And we experienced a sweat lodge, and in case you can't imagine how we could have a sweat lodge with hot rocks on in the upstairs room, go up there and check it out.
Do that. Yay. Well, thank you for coming and sharing your prayer sticks with us, and thank you for all of our adult volunteers. And now we close our service affirming the words of our prayer for protection and joining in the peace song. So together, the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
Hand it over, give it up, give it over. just a picking it over, hand it over. Get on your knees and pray. One more time, hand it over. Hand it over. Why don't you give it up? Give it over. Hand it over. Get on your knees and pray.
What you gonna do?
Hand it over.
Give it up, give it up, give it up.
Hand it over. Get on your knees. Yes.
Blessed day.